Hey everybody, Stephen here. Hope you're going super well. In today's podcast, I want to talk about that feeling of knowing everything and being completely right about something, and then having other days where you feel like you can't make a decision to save your life, that you're wrong about everything. Why would anyone ever believe in you and trust you? I want to dive into this topic today. So let's go for it. Okay, so before we dive into this episode, I just want to do a shout out to Simon, who sent me an email. You know who you are. Just want to say thank you, and I do read all of my emails that come into the inbox, and I appreciate every single one of them. They definitely fuel the work I do. As you're aware, I don't make millions of dollars out of this. I do this for love, for passion, and to see people change their lives like happened to me. So that's you know, that's why I do this. So thank you very much. I really do appreciate it. Every share, every bringing more people into this, like the amount of lives that have changed from the Truth About It 6-Year podcast has blown my mind. And I'm eternally grateful for the people who listen to my stories and get something out of them. So what I wanted to do today is talk about this feeling of being so right about something. And then on the other hand, the other pendulum swing, being so wrong about other stuff or feeling so insecure about what you think. And this comes back to, again, the pendulum swinging. Our bandwidth for things is so broad. We can be the most confident people in the world and the least confident people in the world. And when I get coaching clients come to me, and I love using my gift to change perspectives, I see so many come to me and say, I just don't feel confident in what I believe. I don't feel confident in who I am. I don't trust my inner self, my inner wisdom. You know, I feel dyslexia distorts it all. And I don't know if I'm winning or losing or I'm feeling okay. You know, I get this a lot. And then it comes really down to feeling strongly right about something. And I feel this also plays into one of the challenges we have is finding what is deemed your why you get up in the morning, why you do things, why you go to work, why you get fit, why you're whatever it is. A lot of people struggle with finding a particular why statement about themselves because it's always changing with the way our minds work. So, you know, feeling right about something, and I'll give you an example. I felt, you know, when I probably in a relationship, I'm willing to give in 95% of the time. That's the rule I have. This is the way I've sold the way I am to myself. I'm willing to give in 95% of the time, but the other 5%, I'm going to win. You know, we're going to do it my way. You know, this is what I believe and I'm strong about it. So if I'm super passionate about something, Holly, you know, realizes, I believe at least, I think so, she's going to listen to this and go, I don't believe that at all. 5% of the time when I'm really passionate about something, she gets that energy. She gets that intuitive feeling like, okay, he's really, that's important to him. I'll give in and let him have that one. You know, so it's kind of like there are some things I really believe in and I'm confident about and I know what I want. The other 95% of the time doesn't really bother me. You know, the color of the couch cover, the, you know, what we're having for dinner, all those things, I'm not sure of, to be honest. And you know, I'll probably the best example is, what are we having for dinner? So we do this thing, and you probably have it all over the world. I'm sure we were the last to get it. We have this thing called My Food Box, or HelloFresh is a brand. There's a bunch of them around the world. I'm sure they were created for right brain thinkers. And what they do is they prepack, you know, you get to pick these recipes, they prepackage them, they give you exactly what you need so you make sure you don't miss anything important. And you can then cook off the recipe cards. Absolutely fantastic for right brain thinkers who are likely to forget one product, go to the supermarket, purchase 25 other products just because they're there, and come back and still forget the product that they went to. How many times I went to get garbage bags back in the day and I'd walk out with five things and not garbage bags, right? But these HelloFresh meals, we have to make a decision on an app of what three are we going to have for the next week. So we do it three nights a week. And, you know, half the time I just go, hey, Holly, you pick what you feel is really good. I'm not going to fight. I don't know if I'm right about it. I also, you know, over the years, my perspective has changed a bit on being right and wrong. And so, you know, my perspective now, and I don't know if everyone has this perspective, if you have this perspective, is that I don't know everything. I really don't know everything. There was a period in my life where I thought I did. I thought I was an arrogant, egotistical, you know, it kind of made me feel better about myself if I was strong about whatever I said, even if I was wrong. Now I'm like, actually, do you know what? If I pick every meal I ever have, I'm never going to try anything new. I'm going to be that guy who goes in and gets the butter chicken at the Indian restaurant or the same thing. You know, how many times do we think, oh, I'm going to, you know, unless we're on a really different place, we eat the same thing that we know, we trust, we relax on. So I have gotten better over the years saying, Holly, you pick it. Let's try some new stuff. Let's mix it up a bit. But occasionally I'll be like, hey, yes, I want to go at this. I want to pick. And on those moments, she's like, yep, you can pick. And then she'll go back to picking for the next 2 months while I forget about that there's even an option to pick. <You know? laughs> And it's quite funny. And that's how we've kind of built the relationships. It works well. But then we get to the next challenge, the next step in the progress. So on a Sunday, a little man comes. It doesn't always have to be little. It can sometimes be tall. I'm not gonna judge based on height or, you know, personality. I don't know, just kind of the person. Why am I going down this track? Anyway, it does not relate to the story. So whoever the person is who drops it off, it's a box with three bags. Each of them has a dinner for a different night in them. And we put it in the fridge and we get these three recipe cards. And now the fun starts. We have to make decisions on which one are we going to cook. You know, this week, I believe there was a meat pie. There was a burger and a risotto. So three very nice things, little salad on the side. It's quite a cool thing. It's great. Like, we get to eat good food, reasonable price. And there's that creativity that allows Holly to shine because she's great at putting it together. It always tastes fantastic when she does it. When I do it, it gets a bit too creative. I add a few things that probably shouldn't be in the mix, right? But we get to this point where we have these three recipe cards and we have to decide what order do we have them in. You know, how do you make that decision? They're all delicious. We know by the end of the week, all three are going to be devoured. But Holly will say, which one do you feel like tonight? And it's amazing. I feel my body go like this. You'd think, how are you not confident in making a decision of which one you'd like tonight? But my mind goes, do I want a burger tonight? Do I want the risotto, the meat pie? What factors do I have to think about? Am I going out at any time this week? Do I have a football game? Because we can still do that over here. Do I have something else on? Am I going to be late for dinner one night? Is it going to be better to have this on a night where I can really enjoy it? Have I eaten too much today that I'm not going to enjoy a big slap-up meal? Which one do I want to enjoy the most? And my brain can do this in about 4 seconds. And all those questions flood through it, the images, the pictures, the visuals, and it can completely flip my stomach, right? And I go, I don't really mind, whatever you like. It's more, honestly, probably 8 times out of 10 comes out of my natural decision-making. And it's this feeling of being, oh, well, if I can't decide, maybe I just shouldn't decide at all and let someone else make the decision. And it's interesting how often that happens. If there are too many options, that indecisive feeling comes over me. And I feel like I would rather make no decision than the wrong decision. You know, if it's not life and death, I would rather abdicate the decision making. In the past, I've sometimes sat on the other side. And this is where that duality kind of comes in, that paradox is at sometimes I want to be the one that is, you know, so right. That's what builds my confidence and my power. Other times I'm like, actually, I don't need to make that decision. And I feel powerful for not making a decision. Like, it doesn't bother me. It's like I just abdicate. It's off my back. Done. But what I'm trying to work on at the moment is how can I balance that a bit better? because this is a challenge, right? I'm not actually in control. I'm just sitting on either side of the coin. So, if, you know, using these dinners as a good example, I'm trying to make a decision and say, I would like this. And what I, you know, one of the things, because, you know, for a portion of what I do, I'm indecisive, I have to say to myself, I'm going to make a decision, right or wrong. I'm going to make a decision, right or wrong. It doesn't matter. And I'm also going to make a decision on the information I have right now. And this is a massive aha I had ages ago, is that I don't know everything. I can only make a decision based on what I know today. What we know in 6 months' time could be super different, right? What I could know in a week's time could be different, but I can't make a decision based on that. I can only make a decision based on what I know today. And I know what I do know about that is it's limited information. My brain has only had so many inputs. But the challenge is with the dyslexic mind is it's going to run through those inputs 1,000 times. It's going to put 100 different scenarios. Imagine a team on one of those like NASA launch shows, and we've been watching a few of them on Netflix recently. You know, there's a whole team doing examples of what could work, what couldn't work in your mind, right? You know, they're going, well, if we do this, there's an 80% chance of success. You know, this is all happening at light speed in your brain. And it gets quite overwhelming, right? So I have to tell myself, hey, we only have so much information at this point. And so, for example, last night I decided on this big decision, the risotto, the burger, the pie. I said, I feel like the burger. And Holly looked at me and goes, really? And at that moment, I knew that was potentially the wrong decision. It wasn't the decision she would have picked. And she goes, I would really like the risotto. And my second choice would have been the pie. And for me, at that moment, the second choice was also the pie. And so I said, how about we compromise? Let's make a decision together and we'll have the pie. And so that's what we had for dinner last night. It was a decision of compromise. And one of the things I hadn't even considered in that moment, I may have known about in the past, is we have Holly's daughter with us next two nights. And Sheila, she's. I'm not sure if you've met a child before, have a child. They sometimes have picky eating habits as they develop a taste for different things. And she's not overly likely, you know, or she would probably like the burger the most. All the fries that are aside, the burger, shall we say, is probably more real. So that was a real factor, I think, in Holly's side. But I hadn't thought about that. That hadn't run through my mind. I was just in, I'm going to make a decision. And then I got it wrong. But I realized I didn't have all the information. I didn't know what Holly was thinking either. And it's okay. We made a decision together. We got to an outcome. Now, you may think, hey, picking dinner is not a big decision in life, but I'm a great believer in how you do one thing, you do everything. The law of patterns. There are patterns everywhere. If someone does something one way, it's very unlikely they're going to completely double shift their whole human-based process when it gets bigger. Scale very rarely changes the patterns people work on. It has to be changed at a more fundamental root level. So, you know, this is an example of how to pick dinner and how confidence and decision-making works. And maybe you felt like this, you felt indecisive about making a small, medium, big decision. And then if you think back, there are times where you've just had this flow of inner confidence that you've never found before. You're just powerful, you're strong, you're there, things are going right. You know this. And you know, that's dyslexia. And you're sitting there going, is it? You know, that's the pendulum, right? It's not to say that others won't experience these things, but we'll experience the swing at a much higher level than anyone else. That swing from left to right is huge. It is absolutely huge. We can be the most confident person in the room and the least confident person within minutes based on what happens and how our mind reacts to it. And that's what I want to share. So if you feel that way, that's how you are. And that's okay. You're normal. There's nothing broken about you. There's, you know, don't give up. Keep going. Understand yourself. When you can pick this stuff up and go, I understand why I'm like that, a lot less problems are going to appear in your life. You're going to accept yourself more. You're going to become more aware. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. If it's helped you, please do share the podcast with people who are dyslexic. Stand up if you are dyslexic. Be seen. Like, I have it on my LinkedIn profile. If, you know, find me on LinkedIn. I float around. I'm always happy to talk to people and help you because I want to see the dyslexics of the world succeed. Have an epic rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow.